Welcome back, America. No additional developments in the fifth bomb in Austin since March 2nd. I'll bring those to you as they occur. I'm joined now by United States Senator Lindsey Graham, who I'm sure is following the story as everyone else is. That's very alarming, Senator. The spread of IED technology just makes you wonder how long it was going to take to come to the United States.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's got here. We'll see if we can catch this guy or gal.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, back in the day, a long time ago, 1998, you were one of the 13 impeachment managers named by the House to press the case against Bill Clinton. So this is going way back. So I have a very simple question. If the president fired Robert Mueller, do you think that would be an impeachable offense?
Probably so, if he did it without cause, yeah.
Now, Angus King said no last hour. Why do you think it would be?
Well, I think what the president will have done is stop an investigation into whether or not his campaign colluded with the Russians, what effect the Russians had on the 2016 campaign. I can't see it being anything other than a corrupt purpose.
You see, I am in agreement with you that an impeachable offense is anything that the Congress says it is, regardless of what scholars might say. And I believe the Congress would say that if it were run by Democrats. You think a Republican-led House would impeach the president?
That's a good point. Let's say that Obama fired somebody. I think we'd all have a different view on the Republican side. A high crime and misdemeanor under the Constitution is a fairly vague term. But what is it? The essence of impeachment is a check and balance on a president, right?
Yes.
Who's got neither lane, who takes the rule of law and basically turns it upside down. I can't think of a more upsetting moment in the rule of law to have a investigator looking at a president's campaign as whether or not they colluded with a foreign government, what kind of crimes may have committed. I've seen no evidence of collusion, but to stop the investigation without cause, I think, would be a constitutional crisis.
Have you told him that specifically, Senator Graham, so that he hears it from Republicans? Do not fire Bob Mueller?
I think I just did.
Okay.
So here's the bottom line. The FBI's handling of the dossier was really unprofessional, inappropriate. The Clinton email investigation was a joke. McCabe probably deserves to be fired, but I can't say until I look at all the evidence. Maybe so, maybe not. So the president's right to be upset with the Department of Justice being overly political. He would be wrong, in my view, to try to stop this investigation without cause on the Mueller side. They're disconnected in time. Mueller came along long after this. He's looking at things unrelated to the dossier. And we're a rule of law nation, and that goes for both parties.
Now, Secretary Clinton said on this show, you can hold two thoughts. And I've always repeated that. We can hold the thought that the special counsel ought to be left alone and at the same time hold the thought that the FISA warrant was badly abused and that we need a second special counsel for that. People tend to think you have to be one or the other, but you can actually believe both, right?
Well, I do believe both. Weeks ago, I called for a second special counsel. Why? This is not in Mueller's lane. So Mueller's looking forward at what the Russians did to our election, if there was any collusion between the Trump organization, were there any crimes committed. Somebody needs to look at the Department of Justice handling of the Clinton email investigation and the abuse of the FISA warrant process. Why not DOJ? They can't grade their own homework. Somebody outside the system needs to take a fresh look. Why not the Inspector General? Inspector General doesn't have the institutional tools to investigate this matter. If you don't work at the Department of Justice, he has no power to interview you. So you need a second counsel to look at how the FBI agents behaved when it came to the Clinton email scandal. What's the fix in? When they had an insurance policy, they were talking about taking an insurance policy out.
And they 100% agree.
Andy's office. Was that McCabe's office?
Last question. What do you make of adding Joe DeGeneva, who you've known as long as I have, to the president's team?
I think it just got more lively. I love Joe. I know Victoria and Joe. Joe's going to be in there fighting. Let me just say this. They went after Star morning, noon, and night. The Democratic Clinton machine went after Stars being on a witch hunt, corrupt. So there's nothing new about going after a special counsel. I just saying there's a line you can't cross. You can't fire the guy without cause. But I remember very well how the Democrats orchestrated attacks on Ken Starr. He was a Republican operative, all the people working for him are Republicans. There's nothing new here, and Joe can throw a punch.
And so, if I understand Lindsey Graham correctly, throw as many punches as you want short of knocking him out of the ring, because if you knock him out of the ring, you're asking for the impeachment bell to ring.
You can't throw a kidney punch.
You can't throw a kidney punch. Lindsey Graham, thank you.